And good evening. Welcome, everyone, to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. And it is the last regular season event for the Pioneers. It's a quad, and it's senior night. And the teams in town holding forward: Atwater Cosmos, Grove City, and Annandale Maple Lake. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. We'll be back. We'll have Piers and Holding Ford coming up to start our first of three right after this.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus, that's the 4 lines on the 12-gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles. Limited time offer, subject to VCW agreements.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Well, we have perfect timing as we just finished up the national anthem. The first matchup will have Piers against Holding Ford and ACGC taking on Annandale Maple Lake. And then Piers will be wrestling Annandale Maple Lake in the second round with ACGC and Holding Ford squaring off, followed up by Piers against ACGC. So the Pioneers and Huskers getting set to go at it here. Senior night, at some point there will be some kind of ceremony to honor the seniors on the squad as Brandon Funk checks in at the score table. And we're going to get things started now. This Holding Ford squad, not deep. And Brandon has received a forfeit. So an early lead here for the Pioneers. And now Holding Ford and their head coach, Logan Oline, will get ready to go. This is Holding Ford's.
For Holding Ford is Chandler Doucette for
Lang and Doucette here. Chandler Doucette. And we are underway with our first match.
Accepting a forfeit of 106 for Piers is Brandon Funk.
So shot in by Lang, trying to get in on the legs of Chandler Doucette as Tate Lang, a record of 13-17. And Doucette with a nice catch and throw to his back. And Chandler Doucette with the fall.
Winner by fall at 113 pounds from here, Chandler Doucette.
Chandler Doucette with a fall here for the Pioneers over Tate Lang of Holding Ford. And the Pioneers go up 12-0, and that'll bring up Jake Andries.
Accepting a forfeit of 120 pounds from Piers, Jake Andries.
Jake will get a forfeit. And now Austin Reduns came up sans headgear, alerted to that by one of his teammates, so has to hustle back to the bench and strap it on. This will be Austin Reduns checking in. And it looks like he will be receiving a forfeit. So it's 24-0. And we're moving up to 132. 1 month from tonight, we will be hopefully at the XL Energy Center watching the state team tournament. And about now, we'd be getting ready for hopefully a championship. All right, one of the seniors, Lucas Pop, comes out against James Welly for Holding Ford. As Welly, a record of 17-10 for this Husker squad. And here comes a first hookup here. Early in front headlock here, thrown in by Welly. James Welly. He's listed as a freshman for the Huskers, wearing all green with white. Pioneers in the black singlets here. ACGC and Annandale Maple Lake squaring off over on the adjacent mat. Lucas Pop tries a snap down, shot in by Welly. As Pop hooks him up behind the head, 1 minute to go. Now Welly circling in behind, trying to twirl Lucas down. Lucas scrambles out of that. And Lucas pops back up to his feet, and Welly says, let's get back out here where we can dance. Both men on their feet. Pioneers coming off two wins and Aiken the other night. As an elbow tie up here, 30 seconds to go here for Pop and Welly. Welly trying to pull down on the neck of Pop. Welly a little bit almost outside, shoots in for a leg, can't get there, sprawling back. Lucas, now Lucas reaches back behind the knee, and again they spin near the edge and they tumble out of bounds. No points, referee indicates neutral here. It's Piers and Holding Ford. We're already up to 132. A fall for Chandler Doucette. The only match so far. Everything else has been a forfeit as Pop and Welly coming to the end of the first without a point. So 0-0 our score. Choice for Lucas Pop, and he'll go defer, and Welly will go down. Well, he's shown good aggressiveness here. He's taken some shots here on Lucas, a freshman against a senior here. Stand up here as Lucas elevates. Almost returned him down to the mat. Now elevates again, trips, throws that leg in, and they go out of bounds. So I look over at the Pioneer bench. I see Brandon Ortman in street clothes tonight. Sebastian Warzeka in street clothes. As riding now here is Lucas Pop underway. Of course, Lane Gertz has been out of the lineup all season. I do see Luke Gertz in uniform, so that's good to see. Luke's been out of the lineup since the Frazee match, or after the Frazee match. And there's an escape for Welly. He's able to mule kick his way out of there. And with a minute 20 to go, it's now 1-0 Welly in period number two. Welly and Pop. They're still wrestling at 106 over in the ACGC Annandale Maple Lake match. Piers did wrestle Annandale Maple Lake at Little Falls this year, right after the New Year's. Pioneers won that one rather convincingly. It was like 54-8. 1 minute to go, second period. A Welly escape here in period two has him on the board and in the lead. Hand fighting and kind of head-butting each other. Forehead to forehead go Pop and Welly. Slow circle back towards the middle. Referee going to urge them to get back in. And they're going to warn Pop for a stall. So there's a stall warning, and now Lucas heeds that advice and shoots in, but Welly able to sprawl his hips back.
Winner by decision, ACGC, Jake Mortensen.
So 1-0 lead, final 27 seconds here. Lucas lost a tough one the other night. He lost a 5-4 match in which he reversed his opponent in the final 4 seconds, but then gave up an escape at the buzzer to lose 5-4. 9 seconds left. As a slide-by throw attempt by Welly, and 3 seconds, 2 seconds, he's going to... I don't think they're going to count those two. I think those two came after the time ran out. Yeah, Leo Polkamp's going to wave the ref. The towel tapper, she lost her towel. She couldn't slap the referee on the back to indicate time was out. Lucas got the takedown, but I think it was well after the zeros were on the board. I don't think those 2 points are going to go up. Holding forward coach O-line was right there to question whether or not those two. Referee did hold up the 2 fingers indicating the takedown, but he was not aware that time had run out. And I just verbally heard him say no 2 points. So it's 1-0. Lucas will choose down here and try and either escape to tie or reverse to lead here. As Piers wrestles holding forward. Leo Polkamp right on the ball. One eye on the clock, one eye on the action. Welly riding. Now standing up as Pop almost peeled the hands. Now Welly attacks the legs and hips. Drives forward. He's got Lucas down to the mat. Elevates, trying for a Turk. Got the hips up momentarily. Lucas back down on the mat now. Minute 35 to go. It's only 1-0. Lucas now faces into him. And he's almost got his escape, and he does. Lucas Pop has tied it up at 1-1 here on senior night. See if we can get all our seniors to go 3-0 tonight. See if we can get all our guys to go 3-0 tonight. Pop. Now looking for a little drag or pulling down on the left arm of Welly. 1-1, a minute 5 to go. Try to snap down near the edge. Welly. Again, Lucas has been warned for stalling, so he's got to stay busy. Welly has not been warned. A second warning would be a point deducted against or given to Welly against Pop. 45 seconds. Momentarily separating. Coming together again. 40 to go. 1-1, late third period now. Welly stepping into Pop. Pop. Circles back towards the middle. Lucas is going to shoot. Lucas in on a single, trying to elevate on Welly. Welly trying to whiz her out of that. We got a good scramble here and a good whizzer there by Welly to defend the takedown attempt. 13 seconds left. Shot in again by Lucas. Sprawling hips back. Welly. Pop near the edge. Almost gets 2-4 seconds left. Pop trying to get the takedown, and time is out without any takedown. Awful close right over there in front of the Pioneer bench. So we're going to have overtime between Lucas Pop and James Welly. A 1 minute overtime neutral on their feet. A takedown wins it here. Grabbing an elbow is Lucas Pop. Pop shoots in, tries to get underneath. Welly able to fend that off. Back up, shoulder to shoulder, head to head. 42 seconds left in overtime. 1-1 score. Now Welly pushing down on the head. Trying to snap down. 34 seconds left. Shot in by Pop. Welly throws a front headlock on, reaches back for the leg. Now shoots in on a single. Now it's up to Lucas to defend out of this. He grabs an ankle to try and force a stalemate. 20 seconds left. Welly driving forward. Welly trying to secure the takedown. Lucas Pop wrapped up around the waist. Now he turns to his side. 9 seconds left. 5 seconds left. Kind of a stalemate situation here. Pop spinning. Pop is up and can't return him to the mat. And we're going to go a couple of 30-second overtime periods now. Boy, Pop had to defend for about the last 25 seconds, and then in the last five, he almost got an explosive move to take down. Lucas is going to defer choice here. And we'll see what James Welly will choose. He will choose down. So it's a 30-second overtime here. Each guy will be riding for 30 seconds or attempt to ride for 30. So Welly starts on the mat first. Right hip side, pop on a ride. Here's a stand-up by Welly. Welly, return to the mat by Lucas Pop. Pop will now go to work trying to turn him. Lucas picking an ankle. They're out near the edge. We might hear a whistle pretty soon, and we do. Out of bounds with 9.5 seconds to go. So Lucas can ride him out here and then hopefully escape and win this match. Or better yet would be to try and turn him, but whatever you do, don't let him get up and away. 4 seconds left, horses him back and out of bounds, and Welly's going to have 2.7 seconds to try and get out. Here it is, there's a sit-out try, and no points, they wave it off, a good turn there on the sit-out attempt by Welly, but maintaining control, Lucas Pop, and now Pop's got 30 seconds to get out and win. They'll wrestle the full 30. If Lucas does escape, they'll still keep going. That isn't a sudden death because Welly would still have a chance then to get the takedown and get his two and get the lead, but get your first escape point or reverse. Right away, in on the hips goes Welly. Welly cranks. He'll try and turn here and pick up two if he can get near fall. Holding on is Lucas Pop with 10 seconds left in the third overtime. Going after the hips is Welly. Lucas driven forward again with 2 seconds, 1 second, and there it is. We're going to have, again, a one-minute period here. A super overtime, if you will. Lucas, he pointed down, he pointed up, he pointed down, he pointed up again. Indecisive, I guess, and finally the decision gets from the bench, and Lucas will start down here. Well, it's 30 seconds, I guess. So, okay, this is how this works. If Lucas escapes, he wins. If Welly rides him out, he wins. So it's all or nothing here. 17 seconds left. Lucas trying to free the hands, trying to get up, but he can't right now. 9 seconds. He's given up a one count. And Welly will ride this out, and he's going to win this one in four overtimes. He rode him out for the 30 seconds and wins. James Welly will win that match. Good match between Pop and Welly.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
All right, Andrew Tamala out there now for the Pioneers after a forfeit awarded to Reese Kapsner. And his opponent from Holdingford, I believe, is Ziegler. There's three near fall as Tamala goes out of bounds. Blake Ziegler. So 5-0 start here for Andrew Tamala, another one of the seniors here tonight. On senior night, as the Pioneers lead the Huskers 30-3. Going right in on the step through Turk is Andrew Tamala. Wrenches the crossface over. Elevates that leg up. Looking to tighten it up as he slides up the chest. Now grabs the head. Trying to shift this down into a headlock. 37 seconds left. Ziegler able to roll back to his belly. Three more near fall put up, though, for Andrew Tamala, and then they're stopping it for out of bounds. 8-0 for Tamala. ACGC's got a 13-0 lead on Annandale Maple Lake. 22 seconds left in the Tamala first period on Blake Ziegler of Holdingford. Trying to pull the left wrist free from underneath is Tamala. Still riding here on the left hip. He's going to try, and he almost tried to cheap tilt him there. Now he reaches up. He's going to run out of time, however. 8-0, Tamala, after 2 minutes of wrestling here. And the choice will have Ziegler starting in the down position. Right in on the waist goes Tamala. Peels that hand back. Trying to just press him forward, just to overpower him. Running a half in, and now Tamala getting back points right in the middle of the mat here. Andrew Tamala looking for a fall. Circling around on that headlock. Tamala with the referee, crawling around, getting a best view possible. Tamala, still a ton of time left, a minute 22 to go. Andrew now switches chest to chest. This should get pretty tight for Andrew. Tamala gets the fall with a minute 13 left. Andrew Tamala with the victory.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Pierce Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Shaw of Boys Basketball. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of the community and business, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Lucas Audie and Casey Brzozowski, as well as our XL winners, Jesse Marshick and Taylor Gimmon. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
All right, welcome back to Luke Gertz, who's making his first appearance on the mat since getting banged up against Frazee here. And his opponent from Holdingford, Josh Peterson, has already given up 8 points in less than a minute. And now blood time is called. I believe Peterson got dinged in the nose, so the three near fall for Luke make it 11-0. He's gone right to work here against Josh Peterson. Pioneers lead Holdingford 36-3. Crowd filling in here on senior night at the MAC. Coaches Jensen and Holland with Luke as they await holding forward coach Logan Olin and his work on his wrestler. And I've mentioned it on prior nights when we've wrestled holding forward, but Logan was a member of the Canby Lancers team that the Pioneers wrestled down at the XL Energy Center in 05. He was on that team. All right, ready to return to action. Stand-up try blocked there by Luke. Gertz going after the Turk. Legs in, crossface in, back exposed, count begins. 58 seconds. So he's going to get the three here to make it 14 to nothing. As we've got 47 seconds left now as Luke Gertz facing Josh Peterson of Holding Ford.
Winner, 126.
35 to go. There's the three near fall. Now Gertz on a right power half. Cranks it into a headlock. Luke now will get the back points, and if he doesn't pin him here, it's going to be a tech fall, so we will not have a third period. He's got the three near fall ready. Now it's just to finish it off with a pin. 10 seconds to go. Luke rolling back, trying to secure a fall here. And he got it with 1.8. Gertz gets the fall. Good job, and a nice way to return for Luke Gertz.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
All right. We have advanced our way to the 195-pound weight class now as Matt Kummet will face Nolan Prokot. This should be a good one. As the Pioneers now lead it 60-3 after Jalen Jansen, Logan Leese, and Brett Kapsner receive forfeits. Prokot 18-10 on the season. As Matt Kummet ranked number 5, Prokot ranked number 7 at 182. They're both up at 195 here. And we are just underway, 30 seconds in. Nolan Prokot against Matt Kummet. And brief engagement, and then they step back into the middle of the circle. Security provided by Becker Screen Printing and Design here tonight. Shot in by Prokot. Matt able to get away. Matt, a very good defensive wrestler. Just tough to score on him. Elbow tie up and shrugging away then. 50 seconds left as Prokot pulls his right arm free. Matt's really good on the mat. If he gets you down on the mat, he'll go to work on you and he'll pile up points. Try a little snap on a front headlock, and Prokot felt that coming and pulls back. Ooh, Matt got poked in the eye, it looked like. As he danced back immediately. And he's ready to go already. 28 seconds left in a rather uneventful first period. There's Matt trying to reach for an ankle, and Prokot reaches in for a front headlock, but he can't do anything with it. And now the same move the other way. And now they're down on the mat. We'll see if Matt can go to work here, but nope, Prokot able to get up. Now Matt reaches back for the leg. Prokot sprawling back. Now the action has picked up here in the last 20 seconds or so, but doesn't look either guy's going to be able to score here. As Prokot and Kumit. Matt still looks like he's feeling the effects of that eye poke. Defer by Prokot. Nolan, of course, a real good football player for Coach Luke Mitchell and the Huskers. Kumit starts down. Bumped forward and off to his left hip side. As Prokot rides. Sit out try there by Kumit. Turns into him. Matt up on his feet. Out for an escape. 1-0 Kumit. Another one of the seniors here. Looks like Austin Dickman is preparing to go. Shot in by Prokot. Kumit with the block. Kumit has that right arm secured. Trying to run this around now. Now back on their feet. Prokot trying to throw. Dumps Matt over his back. Here's Prokot scrambling. Matt dives in on an ankle. And now Matt comes around, and Matt will get the two. Kumit wins a scramble. So Kumit now, he'll have to start to work side one side or the other. He's kind of right down the middle of the back of Prokot. Now he's trying. Matt is maybe our best cheap tilter as well. 1 minute to go. The escape and takedown here for Matt Kumit in period two. He bumps Prokot forward, reaches for a half, doesn't find it. Now switches off left hip side. Kumit bumping Prokot forward. Prokot brings his knees up. Now Matt forces him belly to the mat. Matt jumps off to the right hip side. Tries to thread that left hand through again. He's looking for that tilt where he can wrap his one arm around his opponent's waist and then pull that other arm over. 25 seconds left. Matt staying active on his ride here, so really in danger of being called for a stall warning. Here comes the tilt, if he can roll him. Oh, Prokot rolled through. He felt it coming and kept his momentum going. 5 seconds left, and that's the way this period is going to end, with a 3-0 lead for Matt Kumit. Over in the ACGC Annandale Maple Lake match, 17-6 in favor of Annandale, or excuse me, ACGC. They're the home team over there on the scoreboard, and they're at 138. We'll wrestle Annandale Maple Lake next, and then ACGC. There's up and an escape. Prokot able to get up and pick up his first point. So it's now 3-1 as we are 15 seconds into period three. Annandale Maple Lake picked up a win, so it's now 17-9 in favor of ACGC. Falcons out of section four. Annandale Maple Lake is a double-A school. Prokot and Kumit looking for an opening. 3-1 lead for Matt. We're coming up on a minute to go in the match. Matt got a takedown on a scramble after taking the lead on an escape to go up 3-1. And then at the start of this period, Prokot able to get up from the start and get on the board. It's 3-1 now with 52 seconds remaining. Number 5 and number 7 in the state. And Prokot shoots. Matt able to reach down, pick up at the ankle. Matt trying to come around, turn the corner here on Prokot. 35 seconds left. Prokot now trying to avoid giving up a takedown here. Matt coming back up, bridging up, sagging down on the back of Prokot. Prokot able to get up and free his hands. He's going to have to gamble now. Matt throws a front headlock on as Prokot shot in. 15 seconds left. Now Prokot stepping into Kumit. 5 to go. Prokot, one more shot. Matt fights that off, and Kumit will have a hard fought 3-1 win. Two good wrestlers there. Good action. Kumit wins 3-1 over Nolan Prokot.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business: products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635, or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
All right, heavyweights now. Troy Fisher for Pierce, Walker Niehnauber for the Huskers. Niehnauber works a quick escape here. He's ranked 10th in the state at 285. And now he's got Troy belly to the mat near the middle, trying to work a power half on the right side. Troy faced a top 10 heavyweight Thursday night, Chase Johnson. There's an escape for Fisher, able to peel the hands away, 2-1. So this is the third ranked heavyweight that Fisher has faced in about the last 2 weeks. He pinned the Frazee wrestler in an electrifying finish to that one, and that one took about 20 seconds. That was Tony Malachowski. He got pinned by sixth-ranked Chase Johnson of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena Thursday night. Johnson ranked sixth, Malachowski ninth, and now facing Walker Niehnauber, who's ranked number 10. And as this is the last regular season event, a returning state entrant from our section is ranked in the state as well. From Deer River, Jared Rabbit is ranked number 5. So in his first year, or less than that, first month of wrestling, Fisher is seeing some top line heavyweights, as Fisher able to get up quickly to his feet, get the escape to tie it up at 2-2. Early second, Fisher and Niehnauber. Now Troy goes for that big bear hug headlock throw, takes Niehnauber down. He's going to get back points, and this usually is a finishing move here. But now it's Niehnauber trying to reach up for Troy's head. But Troy's still in control here. Fisher, does he have the patience here? He's right near the Pioneer bench getting all kinds of instruction here. He got Niehnauber in that big kind of bear hug headlock throw that we saw him catch the Frazee wrestler. Now he's just leaning back on Niehnauber. Now Fisher gets switched up on. And now Niehnauber has Troy Fisher in trouble. So Fisher now is going to have to work off his back. He does to his belly. And now Troy gave up the reverse and three near fall. So still going in on the half, though, is Nienaber. 7-6 our score now, with Fisher up by a point. 7-7, excuse me. 26 seconds left. Nienaber wrenching that right arm of Fisher over and getting back points. Troy trying to survive this second period. Gets back to his belly, gives up two near fall. Now trying to bridge up. Here's a roll by Nienaber, and 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Troy now faces, and does he get a point on an escape? They are going to give Troy Fisher a point on an escape. So it's 9-8 after 2 minutes. That's a lot of points for heavyweights. A lot of back points there.
Winner by Tech Fall at 145 pounds from ACGC, Shane Whitcomb.
Piers has a 69-3 lead. So really the only drama here is this last 2 minutes. They'll go on their feet here by choice.
From ACGC, Graham Neese. From Annandale Lake, Hunter.
Neither guy could finish off the other with a throw. They were each on their back for significant portions of that second period. The big guys lock up. Little slide by throw try. Fisher trying to sneak in. He's got that big bear hug on. Here comes the throw. Who's going to win this? Nienaber comes out on top. And Nienaber will sink down here and try and finish this. Walker Nienaber with a minute 25. Now leans down, and this could get pretty tight, and there's the fall. Nienaber with the fall. And that wraps up the duel with Nienaber's win, making it a final of 69-9.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
All right, back at the MAC where we have finished the Piers Holding Ford duel. Pioneers defeat the Huskers 69-9. They are midway through the Annandale Maple Lake ACGC match, wrestling at 152 right now with ACGC up 22-9. So let's run through these. It won't take long. There weren't many matches wrestled, actually. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 forfeits. So only 7 actual matches, 7 forfeits handed out, all to Piers. Brandon Funk started things receiving a forfeit. Then Chandler Doucette. I'm guessing that was his first career pin. Doucette with a fall to make it 12-0. Then Jake Andries and Austin Redunds win by forfeit. Then the lengthiest match was a 4-overtime, 2-1 win for James Welly over Lucas Pop. That was Holding Ford's first victory. Reese Kapsner received a forfeit. Back-to-back pins by Andrew Tamala and Luke Gertz. And then falls by forfeits to Jalen Jansen, Logan Leese, and Brett Kapsner made it 60-3. Matt Cummett won a pretty marquee matchup. Number 5 versus number 7 in the state. Matt Cummett 3-1 over Nolan Procott. Austin Dickman got a forfeit. And then a fall for Walker Nienaber over Troy Fisher in the heavyweight match, and that makes your final 69-9. So Piers' next opponent will be Annandale Maple Lake Holding Ford will wrestle ACGC next. And again, they're only midway through. They've got seven matches yet to go if they're at full weights there. So there will be a delay. And then Piers will wrap up the night wrestling ACGC. So a break here on You Are There Sports, where the Pioneers have two duels left in the regular season. We'll come back, I'm going to guess, around 6:30 tonight. About 45 minutes from now. Check back with us here on You Are There Sports as Piers will take on Annandale Maple Lake in our second of three in this quad from the MAC. Again, Piers 69, holding Ford 9 here in the first. On You Are There Sports, I'm Rick Graham, and see you in about 45 minutes.